4CRB 89.3 FM, your radio station.
Good morning, it's The Law and You with Margaret Miller from the Bell Legal Group, taking over while John Fradgley is having a well-deserved holiday. John sends his regards from the United States and says that he doesn't miss you all, but obviously he wants to send his good wishes. Good news for the workers in Australia with the 3.5% wage increase awarded by the Fair Work Commission last week. This will make a very large difference to workers who've had no real wage changes in the last few years. It's a good idea to check and make sure that your wages will go up on the 1st of July if you're subject to this increase. Good news too from the state government, who stepped forward and asked people to please take the benefits that they're offering them for smart savings. There are budget concessions to Queensland households, but the problem is that people just aren't applying for them. They can be looked at on the Queensland Government Smart Savings website, and they provide benefits for electricity, gas rebates for pensioners, healthcare card holders and seniors, and textbook and resource allowances for secondary students, and travel and accommodation subsidies for apprentices and trainees. There's also financial assistance for Queensland residents of all ages and from many walks of life. The upcoming federal budget apparently will provide more than $5.5 billion in rebates and payments to Queensland households to help them through these very difficult times where all the costs seem to be going up and not much money seems to be coming into the household. Good news from Origin that they're going to decrease their electricity charges, but I think this is a trend through most of the electricity companies, and it's worth having a look at your electricity account every so often and checking that you've got the best price available. I recently contacted Choice, the Australian Consumer Association, who've set up a system called Choice Transformers, and they will look and see which the best deal is for people. I've signed up and they've given me an account with a $309 saving, so I'm very happy about that. It's good to see that a non-profit organisation like Choice is doing something to assist consumers. The number to call on The Law and You is 5520-8888. I'm here to help you with your legal questions. Also good news is that in New South Wales, they've changed the law about gift cards. Apparently, $3 million a year in gift cards haven't been claimed because people tend to forget about them. The new changes will extend the life of gift cards to a minimum of 3 years. There are some retailers who make them indefinite, but 3 years is a good time. If you've got a gift card tucked away in your wallet, don't forget to use it. We might take a message from one of our sponsors.
Got a problem with your plumbing or hot water system? Call the Plumbing Doctor now on 55306333. Reliable with our 30 years experience. That's our sponsor, the Plumbing Doctor, 55306333.
Have you been thinking of selling your property now the market's heated up? Then you need to call Lucy Cole Prestige Properties, the trusted name in real estate. One of their mature, licensed agents are available right now to help. Call them 7 days a week on 55921288. They're proud 4CRB sponsors.
Welcome back to The Law and You with Margaret Miller on 5520-8888. I'm here to answer your legal questions. We recently saw a news item in New Zealand where a homeowner in New Zealand heard the police knocking at his door in December last year. They had news that he wasn't happy to hear. The police had taken out a proceeds of crime order against his neighbour, and in the process they discovered there'd been a conveyancing error 5 years earlier, and that resulted in the homeowner and his neighbour being registered as owners of each other's property. The homeowner didn't own the house he'd been living in since 2012, and the property became a target for police seizure. When the homeowner bought the property, both his home and the property next door were on the market at the same time. In the conveyance, the lot numbers were somehow exchanged, and the registration was made to the wrong owners. Each owner had continued to live in their home since then, unaware of the error, except our poor champion's next-door neighbour had been indulging in crime in the process. Both the conveyancing lawyer and the real estate agents pointed the fingers at each other. But the Law Society said property mix-ups like this are very rare, but it's the responsibility of the lawyer who makes the sign-off to make sure it's done correctly and to make sure the background documents support the sale. The costs of rectifying the error, apart from the delays and stress, were significant. Often a buyer will look around and go, I can save a few dollars by getting a cheap conveyancer to do my work for me. But the problem is that sometimes you get exactly what you pay for. And there have been a number of times that we've had to deal with conveyances that have gone horribly wrong and fixed at great expense to the poor old purchaser. While a nightmare conveyance is rare, it's not worth the risk when making one of the largest purchases you will make. And you should be very, very careful that you choose with care the person who does the purchase for you. This is The Law and You with Margaret Miller. I'm waiting to hear from the listeners with their legal problems. The number is 5520 8888. News from the motor vehicle front, there's been an extension of the Takata airbag recall. If you recall, we've mentioned this a few times to you, and the latest news is that an extra 1.1 million vehicles have been added to the recall. If you've got one of these cars, please make sure that you check with your dealer and make sure that the problem doesn't affect you, or if it does, it can be fixed. The Takata airbags apparently explode in use, and there have been a few fatalities as a result. It's not worth the risk. This is The Law and You with Margaret Miller from Bell Legal Group. I'm waiting to hear from listeners with their legal problems on 5520 8888. We might have a message from one of our sponsors while we're waiting.
One of the finest furniture showrooms on the coast is the Leather Lounge Shop. You'll be amazed at the fabulous range of furnishings and beautiful accessories. See Dahlia at our sponsor, the Leather Lounge Shop, 35 Upton Street, Bundle. You'll be glad you did.
If you're not happy with the returns on your current investments, this will interest you. Our sponsor, Shakespeare Haney Securities, currently manages two investment funds that currently pay investors a return of up to 9% per annum. That's 9% per annum with First Mortgage Security, and interest returns are paid monthly. Shakespeare Haney Securities is one of Australia's most experienced fund managers, having managed funds for their investors for over 45 years. For details of their Waratah and Sydney development funds, phone 1-800-644-805. Shakespeare Haney Securities. Experience counts. Please consider the product disclosure statement before making any investment decision.
We're back to The Law and You with Margaret Miller from the Bell Legal Group on 5520 8888. During the break, Tommy and I were talking about a recent matter that came into our offices. It was a couple who were making wills. They'd been together for quite a while, and they were planning to marry once their divorces were over. I might take the call from Rod, and then I'll tell you the rest of the story afterwards. Good morning, Rod. What can I do to help you?
Yes, good morning, Margaret. Thank you for your program. It's great. Look, my wife and I are in our mid-70s and have no children. I'm just checking our wills. And we still have superannuation funds running. We've done binding death nominations. I just want to, in the instance, if both of us were to die at the same time, let's say a car accident, our superannuation, is that just included in our wills, or should we nominate that it must be distributed according to our wishes and our will?
Well,
because it's separate to the
yes.
assets. Listed in the will.
Yeah, Rod, a lot of people don't understand that things like insurance and superannuation do not form part of your estate. They're outside your estate. So unless you make a binding nomination that pays the money to your estate, it's outside the estate, and the distribution is decided in accordance with the trust deed for the super fund by the trustees. So what would happen if you were both to unfortunately pass away is that the trustees would then look around and see who else would be likely to receive the money. And there is a successive list. Say if you were to die without a will, there is a hierarchy of who gets your money and who gets your estate. Say, for example, if you had no will and you were to pass away and no children, your wife would get the estate. if you were to pass away and your wife was there with children, it would be divided between them. And it would be similar with the super fund. They would look and see the hierarchy. After children, it's things like your parents, brothers and sisters and things like that. There is an absolute hierarchy of who can claim. The safest way, of course, is if there are no children, is to make the money payable to your estate. And then that way you can dispose of it the way you manage your estate.
That's in a binding death nomination.
Yes, because unless you do a binding nomination, your super fund trustees can decide who gets the money. So if you said your wife is your beneficiary in your super fund, if it wasn't a binding nomination, then the trustees of the super fund could decide to give it to somebody else, say if you had children who made a claim. So the binding nomination compels them to pay it to who you say.
Well, in my instance, we have binding nominations which cover each other.
Yes.
Right? Now, how can I have a binding nomination saying that it should be paid to the estate? Should we have that, just saying paying to the estate?
Yes.
Then my wife would get the estate.
That's right. Well, that's the simplest way to do it. Yes. Yeah. Yes, because that way it makes it tidy. And then if the two of you were to pass away, you've got the provisions in your wills, and hopefully you've got some residuary provisions about what happens if both of you die.
That's for sure. Yes. That's very, very good. Thank you.
Yes, and by the way, while I'm talking to you, I hope you and your wife also have powers of attorney.
Yeah, we have all that in place.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That's a really good
idea. Thank you very much indeed.
You're welcome, Rod. Lovely to talk to you. This is The Law and You with Margaret Miller. And Tommy and I, as I was saying earlier, were talking about a couple who were going to get married, but first of all they had to get rid of the former spouses and divorce them. And the question came up, one of them said, oh, I'm not going to worry about, you know, divorcing my wife for the time being. Now, the difficulty is that if you're still married to someone and you happen to die, they can make a claim against your estate. You may recall that I spoke to you some time ago about a New South Wales case where a fellow had separated from his wife. He'd repartnered and he had a partner of 18 months. His ex-wife had come to him and said, would you please sign the divorce papers? And he didn't sign the divorce papers. Unfortunately, he died. And because he didn't have a will, his estate went to the ex-wife. Unfortunately, the de facto spouse needs to be a de facto spouse for at least 2 years, so she didn't have the right to make a claim against the estate. This is one of those terrible things that can happen if you don't think things through. So bear in mind that if you've decided not to divorce your spouse, it could come back to haunt you later on. Ah, we have another Margaret calling in. Good morning, Margaret. What can I do to help you?
Oh, good morning, Margaret. I own two properties jointly with two of my granddaughters, and they're presently held as tenants in common.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that properties held in joint tenancy sits outside the will. Is that correct?
That's correct, because what happens where a property is held as a joint tenancy, at the instant of death, the ownership passes to the surviving joint tenant. And then the will kicks in an instant after death. So a joint tenancy is never part of an estate.
I understood that. Now, the properties I hold are in tenants in common.
Mm-hmm.
And how difficult is it to change that from tenants in common to joint tenancy?
Oh, you would make an application to the titles office. It's quite a simple procedure. Go and see your conveyancing lawyer, and they will fill out the forms. It's just a matter of changing it at the titles office.
Yes. When I executed my husband's will, I tried to have that done at the time, but the solicitor told me he couldn't do it. I couldn't understand that. But anyway, he didn't do it. It's held there.
Was that because the transfer had to be made because of the result of your husband's will?
Yes.
Yeah, so obviously, no, because what happens is that if you don't follow the procedure in a will, there might be stamp duty payable.
Oh, I see.
So obviously you had to follow what was in the will, because if you don't follow the will exactly, it creates complications for you and probably extra costs. But now the properties are in the names of you and your granddaughters. It's not a problem to change it from a tenancy in common to a joint tenancy. Although bear in mind, Margaret, that if you change it from a tenancy in common to a joint tenancy, you could expose yourself to a situation where if your granddaughters took out a loan over the property, you could lose your share of the property they default on the mortgage. With a tenancy in common, your share is kept separate, and that's yours.
I'm pretty sure they wouldn't do that.
Well, there have been a lot of cases where people say they would never do something, but then, you know, terrible things happen. People do things without thinking. It's always a good idea before you do anything that's got legal written on it to go and talk to a lawyer, and they will be the Eeyore of the world. They'll tell you all the terrible things that might happen so that you can take steps to prevent it.
Well, we might come and pay you. How much longer are you there? You're there all the time, aren't you?
At Bell Legal Group?
Yes.
Yes, Bell Legal Group is one of the longest surviving law firms on the Gold Coast. I think we're doing our 62nd year this year. I haven't been there that long, though.
Haven't you? I've dealt with John many years ago.
Yes, John is still there, although at the moment he's travelling through America and up to Canada, and he'll head to Alaska shortly. So he's
you'll be there for a while. You'll be able to handle this for me?
Yes, we will. So just if you call the office, someone will be able to help you.
All right. Many thanks, Margaret.
Thanks, Margaret. Lovely to talk to you. We have a call here from Len, is it? Les. Good morning, Les. What can I do to help you?
Yes, look, my wife had quite a bit of money and she got Alzheimer's and she went into a nursing home and she's not coming back. Now, she made the daughter trustee and I think it's $283,000 you're allowed to put in the super. Is that correct?
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
$283,000 you can put into super?
No, you can put in more than that, but there are limits as to how much you can put in every year. I think at the moment there have been changes made where if you sell a property, you can put the money into your super fund.
Anyway, she had a lot of money and the house has been left to me.
Mm-hmm.
But the daughter's got her in charge of the money because she's the trustee.
Is she the attorney? Is she your wife's attorney?
Yeah, power of attorney, yeah.
Yes, okay, that's good. So she looks after the finances.
Yeah, so cost $200,000 to put my wife in hospital and there's a couple of $100,000 left or more. Am I entitled to the interest off that?
I don't think so. Because if it's your wife's money, it's your wife's money. Are you still together or you haven't separated or anything?
No, we're married, but she's in hospital.
Yes.
She's got Alzheimer's.
Yes, I understand. Because, I find it, if it's her own bank account, it's her money and her attorney has a duty to administer her finances in her best interests. Now, it may well be the case, or your daughter, the daughter. So it may well be the case that the daughter might want to give you some of it, but she has to account as an attorney. And not do anything that's against her mother's interest.
She's been dipping into it, I know that.
For the mother's benefit?
No, for her own benefit.
Well, then I would have a concern about that. And if you're concerned that an attorney isn't doing their job in accordance with the Powers of Attorney Act, then you can make an application to QCAT to have the attorney looked at and maybe have the attorney changed.
Yep, I just said I don't want to make waves either.
Well, if you're concerned that your daughter might be spending the money on herself, then obviously you should have a concern about that.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks, Les. This is The Law and You with Margaret Miller from Bell Legal Group, 5520-8888. There's only a few minutes left. We might take a message from a sponsor while we're waiting.
Ensure your finances are successful in 2018. Give your finances a free financial health check using AMP's Advice's new Leading Edge Advice Explorer program to make sure your finances and investments are fit and ready for 2018. For retirees, 6 questions you need to ask. Will I outlive my money? Is my investment income secure? Do I have the appropriate investment profile? Will my investments survive another economic crisis? Is my estate planning appropriate for my current situation? Can I enhance my age pension entitlements? If in doubt, call Josh Mashman from our sponsor, AMP Advice Miami, today on 555-41000 to book a free financial health check. That's 555-41000.
Looking for a motorhome or caravan? Then you must visit Reedy Creek Road, Burleigh Heads, home to many of the Gold Coast's new and used RV dealers, like Gold Coast Caravans, offering superb Lotus, Galaxy and Overland Rangers. Elite RV, home to the most awarded motorhome brand in Australia, Auto Trail, and Coastal Caravans, with the excellent off-road and touring Billabong range. Find them at Reedy Creek Road, the coast's RV central. For more info, go burleighrvs.com.au. Proud for CRB sponsors.
Welcome back to The Law and You with Margaret Miller from Bell Legal Group, 5520-8888. I was out shopping the other day and I was pleased to see that the good guys at Robina have little bins on their sales counter with copies of the ACCC brochure about repair, replace and refund. You know how much I love the Australian consumer law, and it's good seeing retailers letting people know what their rights are. You can pick up the brochure at any time at one of those stores. We have a call from Helen. Good morning, Helen. What can I do to help you?
Oh, Margaret, you were talking earlier about these prepaid credit cards.
Yes.
I accidentally shredded mine a few months ago, but I have been able to put back together the card number on the back and the three digits, but I don't have the numbers on the front of the card. And by putting those numbers in, I can see that there's still $158 left on the card.
Who issued the card?
It was bought for us as a gift.
From where?
From Australia Post.
It's a gift card, is it?
Yes.
Oh, I think you may have a problem then.
I do,
if it's a
and
gift
I know
card,
you're supposed to treat it as cash.
You do, unfortunately. Yeah. But if you're able to put it together, then perhaps you should contact Australia Post and see if they will honour it.
No, they won't.
Well, in that case, you're out of luck because you need to treat them like cash.
Yeah.
And if they're damaged or destroyed. Yeah, look, that's a good thing for people to watch out for.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about it, Helen, but
okay.
If you've got a gift card, spend it fast so you don't get into trouble.
Mm. I do understand that. This was pure accident.
All right, Helen, thank you.
Okay, you have a lovely day.
You too. Thank you. We have a call from Erica, which I might have to take off the air. Erica, don't go away. This is The Law and You with Margaret Miller. It's been a pleasure being with you today, and I'll be back on the air next week. Save up your questions until then.